less now. You're already losing our soul. There's a reason everybody wants to come to the West. And we're losing everything that made us great. But in the 11th hour, we're rediscovering it. All right, we have a special guest. He really is the leading expert on the attempted assassination of President Trump in Butler in July of last year. And people say, well, that's old news, and yeah, it was amazing, and he survived. And what about the cover-up? I mean, they got caught in the middle of this. The whole thing was a setup. And now Kash Patel continued the cover-up and got caught saying the main patsy shooter, Crooks, had no social media footprint, though they expunged it and covered it up. And now we have it. And it's just been breaking the last week. Tucker's big report. Patel attacked it. Now even more came out. They're covering up the pipe bomber, federal identity. They tried to cover up Epstein. That didn't work. So now Trump says release it all. I mean, this is just out of control. Don't you think Trump wants to know? He said he does. So that's coming up. And finishing up with the open borders, here's J.D. Vance. Fun fact, open borders to these visas, these HB1 visas, H1B visas. Here are fun facts that apparently few people are aware of. Only American citizens should be able to buy a house or land in America. And if we didn't allow corporations to hedge funds to buy them, the price would drop 50%. That's a good idea. Just calling balls and strikes here. Absolutely. That's why the worst inflation is in housing. And, you know, Vance talks about this, but can they actually deliver it? Because that's even more important than cutting interest rates. Here it is.
I know that there are a lot of people out there, Sean, who are saying things are expensive. And we have to remember they're expensive because we inherited this terrible inflation crisis from the Biden administration. But you've already seen signs that things are getting better. The price of eggs has gone way down. The price of energy has gone way down. The price of gasoline has gone way down. And as we know, when the price of energy goes down, that starts to filter out into the entire economy. But that also takes a little bit of time. There's another component of this, Sean, which to me is maybe the most important because I care so much about our young people being able to afford a good life. A lot of young people are saying housing is way too expensive. Why is that? Because we flooded the country with 30 million illegal immigrants who were taking houses that ought by right go to American citizens. And at the same time, we weren't building enough new houses to begin with, even for the population that we had. So what we're doing is trying to make it easier to build houses, trying to make it easier to build factories and things like that so that people have good jobs. We're also getting all of those illegal aliens out of our country, and you're already seeing it start to pay some dividends.
And you do have the blue states with regulations where it's super hard to build unless it's a big high-rise, 200-square-foot apartment, literally for bringing in more poor people. Elon Reid posted this on X over the weekend. We should remember that Biden used bulldozers and forklifts to actually ram down the border fencing for the invasion. Here's that footage as we go out to break. So while you're mad at Trump for not being perfect and not being magic and, you know, can't get everything done, like he's some type of tooth fairy or leprechaun, remember what we had under Biden. Absolute pure evil. So while so many people are like, oh, let's throw Trump out. You know, he's not good. Let's not worry about Democrats. The Democrats are so happy. They want to take you back to this. I'm going to keep Trump on course as best I can. Regardless, he's in for the next 3 years. I'm going to try to continue to promote our values and expose the globalists and their plan and stop. That's the target. That's the issue. We spend plenty of time criticizing Trump, but only so that we can influence him. It is not the main focus. We'll be right back with what really happened in the attempted assassination July 13th in Butler, Pennsylvania last year.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. It was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his self-filament formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Crooks parading around for 9 minutes or more with a gun only a few hundred yards away from the president, walking around, casing it, all of it. And then the clear other shot from another angle that goes through people's bags and clothing, and people are shot, killed, wounded. The FBI director says, we don't even know if there's any bullets. We don't know what hit the president. And then we learned that they did basically a Secret Service stand down. We've got the new report up, bombshell report, attempted at Trump assassin Thomas Crook's social media exposed. New findings reveal shooter's furry fetish went by they, them. And Carlson released his documentary last week, and he always does it where he puts up most of it but holds some back, so when they say he's wrong, boom, he gets them. And now Patel wants to talk about it, but he's told us no, he acted alone. He's been saying that for 8-9 months, just like Epstein killed himself. And we confirmed, I first broke it in September, that White House meeting, Patel in there, yelling at Tulsi Gabbard, saying, you don't get involved in intelligence. We're not looking at foreign involvement or any accomplices. In other words, just six trannies in the 2 days before said he'll be dead when he comes to the university. And then an hour after he's dead, they're like, I told you, not going to tell you why, but we knew he'd be dead. And no political operatives in the crowd saying, I got a gun, I did it, I shot him. So, quote, the shooter could get away. What? But there are no accomplices. And when I came out and broke that they were saying to everybody, no, we're not going on the accomplices in Charlie Kirk's murder, Patel comes out with a statement saying, we're looking at, and Bongino was the main one, we're looking at everything. We're looking at hand signs, we're looking at people in the crowd, we're looking at other shooters, yes, we are. Man, I don't want to demonize Bongino. Man, I wanted to believe in him. I wanted to believe in Cash Patel. But that's not what I'm seeing. So now, nobody ever believed it, including Bongino. He testified to Congress last year with Eric Prince. No one believed that this young man didn't have any social media. They thought that was very strange. Well, now we know he did. Thanks to Joseph D. McBride, lawyer, civil litigation, white-collar crime, criminal defense, corporate geopolitical strategy. I'm not going to go over his long bio and all the interesting and amazing things he's done and all the been interviewed everywhere. Maybe he should just describe himself a little bit, but he's renowned for his relentless and strategic approach. He represents entrepreneurs, investors, politicians, corporations, high-level net worth individuals, international clients, confronting complex legal, political, and financial challenges. And I got to tell you, he's a trusted advisor to members of Congress. The list goes on and on. I want to try to really give him as much of the floor as we can because there's a lot to hit. Brianna Morello's driving back from an interview in Dallas, but she's going to join us a little bit on the phone at the bottom of the hour. And she's been working with him. But the reports are out on Infowars.com, the Postmillennial, IndependentNewsroom.com, and many other places. But this is a big deal. This is them telling us that there's no social media. And again, we had the cover-up under Biden's people and the Secret Service stand-down and all the rest of it and all the lies. But then in comes Patel, and just a few months in, they're like, that during the headlights Fox interview, they told us Epstein killed himself, all the rest of it. They said, no, it's over. I know you don't want to believe this. No, it's just crooks. Well, anybody watching it knows that's a lie, and now we know they're lying. So Joseph D. McBride, McBride Law, New York City, or McBride Law, NYC, McBrideNYC.com. People should definitely follow you on X. Thank you so much for your courage, because I know people... private investigator stuff that went investigated at the behest of the president who got harassed by the feds, everything else. This is not a safe game we're involved in, but I know the president wants to get to the bottom of this. He's got a lot on his plate, though, but this has got to be a real red flashing light for him. They're also trying to cover up the identity of the pipe bomber reportedly being a fed. I mean, I'm seeing full court cover up here, and I don't want to be attacking the administration. I'm trying to save it. But thank you, Mr. McBride, for being here with us.
It's good to be here, Alex. I appreciate everything you do, and especially your coverage on this breaking news and in this very important matter. I mean, look, they tried to take him from us. He was about 48 hours out from getting the security that would have come with being the next presidential nominee. They had a very short window under which they could get him, and this was a massive security failure. The idea that this guy acted alone is preposterous. A monkey could have told you that on day one. Yet we have Paul Abate and other people from the FBI testifying that the information could not be corroborated. How could the information not be corroborated? This is the same January 6th FBI who could tell that if a grandmother's last clicks on the internet, how many times you looked at a religious article, how interested you were in the Constitution or God knows what else was on the internet. All different types of technology were designed to hunt down January Sixers. Some of their entire internet histories. I represented Richard Barnett, had his feet on Pelosi's desk, turned himself in 2 days later. They had his entire internet history and labeled him a tier one domestic terrorist within 48 hours of January 6th. And you want to tell me that somebody who took a shot at the president and hit him in his ear, they didn't come up with any information and they still haven't come up with it? It's ridiculous. Thank God we have people like you, Tucker Carlson, Brianna Morillo, Miranda Devine, who are breaking this story and who are putting the story out to the world for the world to see the truth about what really has transpired since that day. Alex, the idea that he acted alone is simply not true. And anybody who reads this report can see it for themselves. It's 88 pages. It's 5 years of internet history that go back. And it tells you clearly, sure, this guy started on the right, but he moved all the way to the far left.
And let's just stop there, because I've got your X. I've got your website. I've got the articles about it. I know the report's mentioned. I've been so busy, I haven't read the full report yet. Where's the best place to find the report? And what's its title? We'll put it on screen.
So Brianna Morillo, probably the best place to find the report right now. I know that she has it for certain. Miranda Devine is breaking all kinds of exciting news about it as well.
Absolutely. So yes, we do have the report linked in there. So it's all there. It's up on the Infowars.com story. It's also on her site, and she'll be joining us here in a moment. And guys, just grab the report itself and make sure we post that on X. Right now, that here's the damning report proving that the Biden FBI, now the new FBI, actively covered up his internet history and gave us the preposterous lie. You're a leading expert on why this is a cover up and what really happened there. Perhaps we should recap from all the evidence what we do know, what went on versus the official story, and then run through all these key points that you sent me, because we could spend days on this, but we got to move quick.
Okay, so you want to be you doing that, or is that me?
No, I'm asking. You know more than I. You're like one of the leading experts. So my problem is there's so much here. Where should we start?
Sure. Well, look, you got to start with the timeline, right? This guy When you look at his internet history going back to 2019, he's a young man and he's all over YouTube and he's got very anti-government, very anti-extremist views. He talks about assassinating members of the squad. He is Googling how to make a fertilizer bomb. How many people can you run over with a car? I wish a quick and painful death to certain members of government. And he's a far-right extremist. Somehow, some way, around the time of COVID, he swings all the way to the left and he starts to hate President Trump. It's all laid out there in chronological order in the papers. And he starts to hate President Trump. He has very anti-government extremist views when it comes to the right. He talks about assassinations. He talks about, can I use an AR-15 to kill people? He talks about fertilizer bombs. How can I do this? How can I do that? It is all there. So the first salient point here, Alex, is the idea that this guy was alone is a farce. He is talking to people. He's engaging with people all over the internet, all over the world. You can be alone in your bedroom while being simultaneously connected to 500 different people on the internet. And this guy is talking to people all over the internet. And you have two types of people on the internet. You have type one, they're flagging him. They're saying, hey, you're talking about assassinations. You're talking about killing people. I'm reporting you to YouTube. I'm reporting you to Google. So, as a matter of first impression, the idea that the FBI or any other intelligence agency was somehow unable to pick up on that is ridiculous. We know that from January 6th. Secondly, we know from Tucker Carlson's presentation, what Miranda Devine is talking about now, and from the papers itself, he's talking to individuals. Foreign actors from a Nordic resistance movement. An individual was named in the report named Willie Tepes, right? These are anti-government extremists that are not only in the United States, but overseas as well. This totally contradicts what the FBI has told the American public up until this
And I
day.
remember,
We know
I
that he's
remember
been
days
talking to
after they tried
people.
to kill Trump, good law enforcement leaked that he had all these foreign contacts to terror groups and everything. So I want to recap this. I wasn't even strong enough when I came in here saying this is, total proof of a cover-up, past and present, which is horrifying for the president's safety and all our safety. And what is this about the current FBI leadership and others? Absolutely, reading the report, it's not just that he had a huge footprint and they lied about it. It's a violent, I'm going to kill, I'm going to missile, I'm going to drone, I'm going to shoot, I'm going to murder, with people flagging him. The fact that he wasn't visited or picked up or whatever, that is a scandal in and of itself. I mean, looking at this history, this is a guy in the top 1% of talking about violence. He's Cujo, foaming at the mouth, and then they say he was never even on the radar and didn't exist. The complete opposite.
That is exactly right, Alex. And they should have known that beforehand. So even if you're looking at the situation, you say, well, it's got to be willful blindness on the part of the FBI. The people that were in the FBI at that time were hostile to President Trump. They did not want to see him in power. And they turned a blind eye to this situation.
And they let him strut around like he was the king of England in secure areas for hours. I mean, it's right there. It's a setup.
That's right. So look, they turn a blind eye to the information on the internet. And then on the day of, this guy's literally talking about drones and different technology in his comments and in his interactions on the internet. And then there's a drone protection failure. This guy gets within the perimeter, within shooting range. He has the ability to walk around and scout things up. He sets himself up and he takes multiple shots at the president. That's impossible in the world that we live in, with the level of security, with the level of technology that we have, with the history on the internet. It should have never happened. Somebody, the powers that be that were in the internet, that were in the FBI at that time, the same coalition of people who lied through their teeth about everything when it came true to January 6th, let this happen. The question
then
becomes,
let's remember this. It just goes on and on. I'm sorry to interrupt. You have for 7-8 minutes the crowd freaking out, going, man, gun, gun, gun. Then they say the Secret Service finally killed him. Then we're told that's not true. It was really a cop. I mean, my God, this is cut and dry stand down. Absolutely insane. And then you got to ask it's clearly the management that was of the Secret Service and others that had this as a setup.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. And then 64 days later, Ryan Ruth is strutting around an area close to Mar-a-Lago with a high-powered rifle, scoped out, ready to shoot the president again. Thank God nothing happened there that day. But these are back-to-back assassination attempts, right? So look, We know that FBI, they stink to high heaven. But then you have a new administration that comes in and they pledge to the American public. They pledge to Cody Compitore's wife and to the other people that were injured that day that we're going to get to the bottom of this. And my question to Kash Patel and to Dan Bongino is, where is the bottom of this? We have not heard anything. We are an informed citizenry. We're not a bunch of sheep who don't know what the hell we're doing. We're a high-tech, savvy, highly educated American public who can access the internet, who can talk to people, who can view video footage for ourselves and ask intelligent questions. We have not gotten one single solitary answer to any of these questions that we've been asked. So now we have journalists like yourself who are breaking this news all over the world and all over the country. And what is the consequence? What is the FBI going to do? Is the FBI going to suppress this information? Is the FBI going to continue to behave like the Biden regime? Or will Kash Patel and Dan Bongino step up and do the right thing? I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. Look, just because you're the president or just because you're at the top of the FBI doesn't mean you have your hands around the entire intelligence apparatus. There's
Absolutely.
a
And if
lot
the
of.
people aren't working for you and doing what they're told, nothing's going to happen. I understand. Then why do we have them making statements 8 months ago and again last week about, oh no, the case is closed? I mean, I want to believe in that too. I believe they want their boss to live. But I got to tell you, this doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't look good. And there are two theories here. Theory number one is that they just simply weren't informed, that the previous administration, the previous FBI, did not pass over the information. They could have destroyed it. And if they did destroy it, that's obstruction of justice, and they should be brought up on charges. Option or theory number two is that the current FBI knows, and for whatever reason, does not want to or has not divulged the information. But we are at the inflection point now. The line in the sand has been drawn. The information is out there. Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, owe President Trump, the Trump family, Cory Compitore, his family, the other people who were there, and the American public a valid, well-thought-out, meaningful, detail-oriented explanation as to exactly what happened that day. So the test as to the veracity, the patriotism, and the legitimacy of this current administration with regard to the FBI, that test is now. It's time for you, Kash Patel. It's time for you, Dan Bongino, to stop talking about what could be and what's under the covers and to proffer the information to the American public because we deserve to know.
I agree. And I can pull the clips up. We've all seen them where there's a bunch of interviews where Bongino and Patel are testifying to Congress, you name it, and podcasts. Oh, it's insane. Had to have help. Stand down. We know. And now it's 180. Hey, we talked to the experts. Hundreds of agents investigated. He acted alone. Case closed. And Trump's been asked about it. He goes, well, yeah, there's a lot going on, but you know, I do want to know. I want everything released. I mean, look. Even if the FBI and Secret Service destroyed a lot of the evidence, which is par for the course for the bad guys, so I imagine they did. We have the public record of all these cameras and the police and the citizens and just what we're, I mean, I can show people just total evidence of another shooter here today and then a cover up. And oh, we couldn't have anybody on the high ground because there's a slanted roof and all this ridiculous crap. I mean, it's just, I'm just going to tell Patel and all of them this. Nobody is buying you saying that he didn't have a footprint. Now we know that wasn't true. And we know the FBI certainly can have more of this if citizens found it. That's another question. I know it's in the reports that are up on Infowars.com right now, but I know you're behind the scenes, don't give away all the sources, but you've been told you're one of the main sources. Leave it at that. How are we able to find all this, but the FBI couldn't?
Look, the FBI certainly, the answer to, obviously, Alex, that's a rhetorical question, an intelligent one. The FBI knew. We look, when you look at Paul Abate's testimony that he gives to Congress, he articulates Thomas Crooks as a right-wing extremist. Now, when you look at Thomas Crooks's internet history, there is an indication that he began that way. But he progresses during COVID, and then he becomes a very, very anti-government leftist extremist, which lands him there in Butler, taking shots at President Trump. So what am I to, why am I talking about this? Because he gave the American public and he testified to Congress, he gave them half the story. The half truth is at some point he was an extremist that leaned right, but then he went into the land where all these other shooters, what do they have in common? They have a transgendered leftist ideology that hates the family, that hates God, that hates this country, that hates this government. And those are the people pulling the trigger. But instead, what did he say? He gave the American public half the information and said he's a right-wing extremist and left it at that. That by itself tells me that they knew from day one, that they cut the report in half, that they gave half of a bit of breadcrumbs to the American public, and they buried it. So one or two things happened. They either hid the rest of the information from the current FBI, or they handed it to the current FBI, and the current FBI hasn't done anything about it. Either way, the FBI has the information in its possession now. The FBI's had the information in its possession for a while now. So the question is, what is the current administration, what is the current FBI going to do? Is it going to help the American public? Is it going to help President Trump get answers? Don Jr., Eric Trump, they've been all over the internet. They've been all over the talk show saying that we're not comfortable. We're not happy with the lack of answers. Well,
so is his wife. So is his wife. But just to add, this is now known. Jack Posobiec got asked by the president, because he does, you know, gopher work, which I don't mean that's a small thing behind the scenes for him. He asked, you know, get good investigators. I've known Doug Hagman for 20 years. He's got one of the best firms on the East Coast there in Pennsylvania and other areas. He went in with a bunch of guys. They got threatened by the FBI, followed. Witnesses got threatened. I mean, and they had literal cars coming up on them. I mean, mafia stuff. So you add that little ingredient to this. This is bad. And of course, that was the last administration. But the point is that why would you be doing that if you didn't have something to hide?
Look, Alex, on April 5th of 2022, I had an attempt on my life, an assassination attempt on my life for breaking the story about the agents at the Capitol on January 6th. When the term "release the tapes" comes from a motion I filed in U.S. v. Ryan Nichols. Where we got the first three-hour block of videotape out to the American public that was uninterrupted. They tried to kill me for my work on January 6th.
I'd forgotten about that. I mean, it's why I said I couldn't do your bio. You've done too much. I'm kissing your ass. It's people like this are saving us. I forgot about this. Tell people about the assassination attempt.
Well, on the 5th of April of 2022, when I was traveling to meet with, I had an important meeting. I met with Senator Rick Scott. I met with various other groups in Washington, D.C. at the Heritage Foundation the next morning. I was bringing a presentation to them about what was going on at the Capitol. Nobody wanted to believe me. This was me making my rounds and my advocacy on Capitol Hill. I had breaking information, important information that the public and that members of government needed to get. They tried to kill me on the way into Washington, D.C. There is a tunnel in between Baltimore and Washington, D.C., the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They took control of my car and tried to flip my car off of a bridge. And by the grace of God, I lived. I've made records about this in public. I've made records about this in court. I appeared in front of a judge.
It's been totally proven. All the cars for 15, 20 years can be remote controlled. Even the EU just said China's been caught doing it. Absolutely. That's not just an X-Files episode, folks. That's real.
No, that's real. And what happened to Jack Posobiec is real. And what happens to other people anytime somebody meaningfully tries to speak out, especially under the last administration, they try to kill you or they throw you in jail.
Yeah, they were nice to me at Bilderberg. Say right there, in Bilderberg in Virginia, both times I went, they would just brand new rental cars. They would just kill the engines. Just kill the engine. Kill the engine.
The incredibly positive health effects of methylene blue are well documented. RFK Jr. has promoted it. He takes it daily. But I got to tell you, I had taken it 7 years ago. My medical doctor recommended it. He said, just get a USP brand that means medical grade. And I bought it on Amazon. Had almost no effect. But when our sponsor, Bigly, at theoxygenstore.com, came out with theirs 8 months ago, made in Florida by a literal laboratory, it blew me away and changed my life. The clarity, the focus, the energy with no letdown has been insane. And in the last 8 months, you've seen everybody from Roseanne Barr to you name it, take the product and just have absolutely insane clarity and energy effects generally in about 30 minutes. That's incredible. But everybody that I know that's taken it, that I've checked back with, has long-term effects in the first few weeks and months that just build up. Better workouts, better clarity, better sleep, better focus. It's simply insane. Experience what Patrick Byrne experienced. Experience what Stuart Rhodes experienced. Experience what all these other individuals experienced when they took this incredible product in capsules and the liquid at thealexjonesstore.com. And then when you experience it, tell your friends and family about it and tell them about the broadcast so they don't just get this great product and the great effects, they also find the truth. This is a 360 win for everyone.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Feels pretty good.
That is what it feels like. My brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
Yeah!
You better start drinking that Methylene Blue, son.
But it's not just our in-studio guests that have taken it and been blown away, all of them. It's the callers. It's the listeners. It's a mailman from Rhode Island. Here's just a small sampling of the testimonials of our callers and listeners when they took Ultramethylene Blue.
I have shared the Methylene Blue with my crew, and everybody has really noticed the effect. I was in a wheelchair. That Methylene Blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it.
This is the best product you guys have ever had.
I feel like I'm 25.
Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
We only sell supplements that are documented to absolutely blow people away because we want you to have a great effect so you come back and get it again and again. And it's so good for you. So experience what our guests, our families, our friends have experienced themselves by getting Ultramethylene Blue in capsules and in tincture discounted right now at thealexshowstore.com. Take action, defend the Republic, defend the First Amendment, defend the InfoWar, and empower your body, empower your health, and empower your life.
Alex Jones. Patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
All right, so Joseph D. McBride, lawyer, one of the main guys at the heart of exposing J6, going and getting the original unedited tapes to show the feds and all the lies. He's right there at the heart of all of this. And so I should say, maybe not even source, but the engine kind of organizing the information and contacting people and getting it out. But just finishing up, this is a well-known thing. It's been declassified. It's in some of the WikiLeaks. Grabbing control of aircraft, of cars, dams, flooding cities, you know, Stuxnet, all that. Just briefly, because I remember hearing about this at the time and I forgot about it. You're driving through this tunnel, and then all of a sudden, what happened to your car?
So before, I am on 95 South. I'm headed toward the tunnel. Before you get to the tunnel, 95 South goes up, and then it goes down into the tunnel. As I go up to the highest point, I have a BMW at 2020 X5 at the time. The whole dashboard goes blank, and my steering wheel starts to go from right to left, as it's simultaneously speeding up to about 100 miles an hour. This happened three times, and they essentially tried to flip me off the side of the overpass over there. Thank God, at the end of the third flip, the third turn, which was the most violent one, it started to rain just at that time. And instead of me going over, I was headed right toward it. I just did this massive 360. I did about five of them like this. So I tried to, after it stopped, I tried to restart my car. My car wouldn't work. Finally, the light started to come back on. My car wouldn't go in drive. So I had to, the only way I could move my car, and I had cars bearing down on me at the time because I'm facing the wrong way on 95. I had to put my car in reverse, and I had to drive in reverse through the tunnel and get out on the other end, park my car, and just sort of figure out my life. And, you know, I'm a tough guy. I grew up in the New York City area. I've been through a lot in my life, and that scared the living daylights out of me.
Absolutely. Well, for people that don't know, you see all the self-driving cars everywhere. All the new cars, especially high-end for many years, over a decade, they're all self-driving already. So that's why all the new cars go, oh, it has driver assist, where if you go out of the lane, it takes you back, or you forget, it slams the brakes on. All the cars are self-driving now, folks, okay? So just think about the power of that. What if terrorists, you know, hacked in? They could make all the cars go crazy, and we'd be in maximum overdrive.
It's true. And the most difficult thing about that situation, I know we got to stay on task for Butler, but the most difficult thing about that is I made a record about it in court. I spoke to other people about it in government and in the media, and I was universally told by them, you're unimportant. You're not important enough to kill. We made records in court, and judges mocked me. They didn't even believe me. But I made the record in court and in the court of public opinion, and amongst the people who know me, my family, my friends, everybody in my life knows this happened. So if I ever had to point back to it, I had contemporaneous receipts back from the time that said that this actually that it actually happened. It was not good. And for the record, I was on the phone with Joe Hanneman from the Epoch Times when it happened. I was talking to him about some J6 stuff, and he heard the whole thing. I was on the phone with him talking while it took place.
Well, even the EU is doing an investigation where they found that China can remote control and hijack people's cars. Well, anybody can that's able to break into it. So that's what it is, folks. All the new cars are self-driving. They're just rolling it out, calling it driver assist. So shifting gears back into this, recapping, we got a lot of points here. That we need to go through. So let's go through this, because this, like you said, this is the Rubicon. This is the line in the sand. If they try to now cover this up, nobody's going to buy it. What needs to happen then?
Well, look, that if they have to come out, I think that Dan Bongino is a good person. I think that Cash Patel is a good person. I don't know what amount of information they've had up until this point, but let's give them the benefit of the doubt, and let's say that the previous administration, the previous FBI, the previous bureau leadership hid everything from them. They have it now, right? So will they work to discredit the information? Will they work to tear it apart and say that it's all bunk and say that it's all garbage? Or will they take a meaningful look at all the information that's available and say, hey, listen, this is what's really going on. By the way, maybe the FBI has some more information that they can corroborate. Maybe the FBI can give some nuanced approaches and analysis as to what is happening. Either way, the test will be if the FBI, if Cash Patel, and if Dan Bongino give a legitimate, well-thought-out, meticulous presentation on the facts about the information that was available, about the balls that were dropped, about how it happened, about what his ideology was at the time of the shooting, so on and so forth. If we can get something like that that enters into the realm of being satisfactory, then we can say that these people are behaving or proceeding with good faith. If we're just told to shut up and sit down, if we're just told, look, you're stupid, be quiet, you're the American public, we are the people with power, we're the people who know better. If we hear more of that, then we have no reason to believe that they're proceeding in good faith. But because I think that they're good, God-fearing people who love the president and who love this country, I want to give them the chance and the benefit of the doubt to do the right thing. That's my hope. Maybe my hope is a little naive. Maybe I'm a little bit too idealistic or optimistic, but I want to give these guys the benefit of the doubt because they haven't really done anything wrong up until this point. Let's see how they proceed. If they tell us, sit down and shut up, then we know what it is. If they give us a meaningful presentation, then we could say, hey, more trust has been built with the American public.
Wow. Well, looking at this, who knows what else we're going to find now, but this is so massive that all these investigators and people have, you know, found a whole bunch of different investigators now pooled together with Tucker. And I think we need congressional hearings on this, and the pipe bomber and the FBI saying, oh no, you know, we don't want to look at that. And also confirmed, I'll talk to people that were in the meeting, but and later it came out months later, confirmed that he doesn't want to look at any accomplices to the reported shooter with Charlie Kirk. I mean, all of this is just really concerning.
It's very concerning. Again, and when you look at the situation with Charlie Kirk, some people think it's cut and dry. Other people say, hey, not so much. People have a right to ask questions. People have a right to say, you know what? This doesn't pass the smell test, or it feels off with me. The guy running in the crowd saying that he's got the gun, all this stuff. It feels a little bit too JFK for me. I personally don't think that we have all the facts when it comes to Charlie Kirk. That doesn't make me a nut job. That makes that is a product of years of experience, years of analysis, working with these cases, and the natural and very unhealthy distrust for the government that, by the way, our founding fathers shared with the government. They called it a necessary evil, right? So you can ask questions, people can ask questions and require answers. The FBI should want to work with the American public. They should have press releases. They should have info sessions. They should educate the public as to what's going on with the truth so it can eliminate conspiracy theories or prove them true. But the idea that silence and sit down and shut up is the answer, that's never the answer. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. But we know one thing for sure, that Thomas Matthew Crooks, at the time of the shooting, was a leftist, trans ideology embracing, furry fetish kind of guy on the internet. He shares that in common with the shooter for Charlie Kirk. He shares that in common with the shooter who massacred children at the Assumption Catholic School. This is a problem. These are the people pulling the trigger. The fight is not within our party. The fight is with the left and with this ideology.
I want to be clear. I was in D.C. for 3 days. I was in D.C. for 3 days months ago. Got nothing but love from black people, white people, brown people, everybody. Except one tranny came up on the street and threatened me and said they were glad Kirk was dead. And I don't want to tell the story, but last night I go to a gas station after the show. And I had it was a dude, it looked like a woman, come up and threaten me when I'm pumping gas. I mean, I literally... All the confrontations I'm having the last year or so are with these people. They are pissed off, man.
Yeah, they are pissed off. They have something spiritually going wrong with them. It's our job as Christians to pray for them and to pray that Jesus delivers them from whatever affliction it is that they're going through. But these are the people who are actively killing Republicans. These are the people who are actively killing school children and Catholic school children, running people over at parades, so on and so forth. It's bad. It's one side doing it to the other side. And then January 6th, it was one side hunting down the other side. This is a top-down problem from the upper echelons of the leadership all the way down to your common person and your member of Antifa in the street. That is the fact. There is no changing it. There is no escaping it.
That's why I believe the official story. They said the Democrats were going to kill him. The days before, we're going to kill him, six trannies. And then he has people doing diversions for him and everything. And then Cash Patel goes in and says, don't investigate accomplices. Why? Because prosecutors don't want more work? They don't want to show it's the left? I mean, I believe, I think that adds up. So then, because me personally, that's where I'm getting threats and stuff. So I maybe it is just the Bureau being lazy or wanting a simple case. I don't know.
There are no more lone wolves. The idea that somebody is operating in some igloo somewhere or some gulag somewhere with no internet connection and not, discussing their information, whether it's on Discord, Xbox Live, PlayStation Network, Google, or wherever it is, people are connected. People are talking to each other. The idea that there's no accomplice to any crime anymore is ridiculous. It's the first thing we look to. It's why conspiracy charges exist. And it's the first thing that should be pursued. I mean, when you look at the Charlie Kirk shooting, where is the roommate of the gentleman who is alleged to have killed Charlie Kirk? We have no information. Everything is being withheld from us. Every time they get a manifesto, whether it's Vegas, whether it's somebody getting run over,
Nashville,
Nashville, all of it. Why is it being sealed? Why is it being? Why is the Department of War or the FBI, the CIA, or the Men in Black? Why are they putting this stuff and making it disappear? Why? That raises suspicion. Reasonable people look at that and they go, that seems suspect to me. I want to know more.
Well, yeah, I don't have a hard-on for Cash Patel or Bongino. I've known Bongino well. I mean, you've been friends with him. All I know is they sued Elijah Schaefer for posting a picture of the FBI director's girlfriend with no comment. They said, well, you implied she's an Israeli. Well, you're a public figure. Even if you said you were an alien or, you know, a vampire, he's allowed to say it. So I'm really concerned about if we keep moving down this road, I hope we don't get targeted by the Justice Department for questioning them, because we're just trying to save the country and save the president. And we want these guys to be heroes. I mean, we'll go to bat for them, but I'm getting concerned. I've got to get you back up again soon. I know you're very, very busy, and we've got Brianna Morello about to pop in real quick. She's on the road. Been working with you and a bunch of others on this story. But the whole Jan 6 thing, we got to get you back soon. That's come to a head now. Just briefly, what do you make of reportedly who the pipe bomber is being a former Capitol Police, and now it's being shut down, and you know, all this is going on, and with all their metadata, they know, you know, which little old ladies walk between the velvet ropes instantly, but not who this person is. That's definitely come to a head. What do you expect to hear in the near future?
It's an interesting question. What I can say is this. You have people like myself, you have journalists, you have reporters, you have other lawyers and January 6th clients who pored over information for years and years and years and years. All that information is still readily available. We now have an FBI and an intelligence agency apparatus that can work with that community to get down to the absolute truth about what happened on January 6th. Why that didn't happen on day one is beyond me. These are good people, patriotic people, lawyers, journalists, American citizens who have been working on this information and processing this information for 5 years now in good faith. The first thing the FBI should have done is assign a special task force to work with these people, because they don't need to reinvent the wheel. They can pick up, analyze, corroborate, or process information.
Sure,
and
we have Ray
cut and dry
saying no FBI agents there. Now we know it's 274.
Look, Alex, when I first told Judge Hogan in D.C. District Court that there were agents on the ground at January 6th, and Judge Trevor McFadden, they laughed at me. They called me a conspiracy theorist. I'm paraphrasing here in different ways. When I told Judge Hogan that Antifa was one of the reasons why people dressed up in body armor, because Trump supporters were getting knocked out all over the country, he told me Antifa was a fiction that did not exist. Right? I don't know if he believed that, or I don't know if he was just on the wrong side.
Well, that's
of
a Democrat talking point from all of them. Yeah, well, I've been physically attacked by them, and so my reporters. I'll assure you they exist.
No, we know at this point they exist, but they made it impossible for us to meaningfully litigate the January 6th saga during the time it was happening. Thank God President Trump held true to his word, and he pardoned those good men and women.
I totally agree. Well, we know he wants to know who was behind trying to kill him, so this is something that's definitely got the president's eye. You said there's a line in the sand, I agree now, for Bongino and Patel to prove themselves, which I would jump and do backflips if they did. Like Trump coming out saying, release all the Epstein today. Yes, we know you're not in that. I already studied it all. So you know, I know the FBI doesn't want to deal with it because it's old, but what is the time frame, do you think, as you're deep into all this, kind of a clearinghouse and focal point of it with your great work, what is the time frame of when we're going to know if they're going to do the right thing or not?
The time frame should be right now. Look, they need to look at this information, and they need to say, we're going to proceed in good faith here. We either know about this information and this is the truth behind it, or this is new for us. The last FBI didn't pass it on to us. We're going to process this within a week, and we're going to let you know whether we agree or disagree, right? The FBI needs to make an affirmative statement to say, hey, this information exists. We're not just going to look at it and say it's garbage because we didn't come up with it, right? They shouldn't proceed with pride and with hubris. They should acknowledge that the American public is informed, it is intelligent, it is savvy, and it uses technology. And if the FBI couldn't get the job done, but if the American citizenry got the job done for the FBI, well, then that's a good thing and a good day in America. So let's see what they say. But the response has to be immediate. They just can't turn a blind eye to this. The American people are sick of the cover-ups. JFK, weapons of mass destruction, January 6th, the Butler shooting, all these school shootings, everything is swept under the rug. None of us like this. All of us are upset about this. So if the leadership is in lockstep with the American public, the people who elected them, right, and Kash Patel and Dan Bongino are appointed by virtue of the president's powers, they should do the right thing. Again, I think that Dan Bongino is a patriot. I think that Kash Patel loves this country. There's probably a lot of competing interests. There's people inside that say don't do it. There's people inside that say do it. They have to remember that America comes first, that God comes first, that doing the right thing comes first before anything else.
Well, that's right. And it's now a total litmus test. And we got to find out who tried to kill the president that we know. Let's bring in Brianna Morello, one of the great reporters. She also has a morning show here on InfoWars American Journal. She's driving somewhere in Texas back to Austin, always so busy, to give her take on this and where she thinks this is going as more and more information comes out from all these different researchers and sources. Brianna, thanks for being here, and thanks for helping me get Joseph McBride on the show today.
Yes, well, thank you guys so much. It was a great conversation so far. You know, McBride's spot on. This needs to be released now by the FBI. And just to keep in mind, folks, I did reach out to the FBI for comments. We did get our hands on the documents that Tucker Carlson had reported on late last week. And after getting our hands on it, I reached out to the FBI to ask some questions specifically as to why they haven't been transparent on all of this. But most importantly, you know, I'm hearing from my source that they were given this information and they did nothing with it. Now, the problem is why, if you're the FBI, would you not do anything? We know that, you know, Kash Patel and Dan Bongino's predecessor went on the record to say that there was really no social media presence online in regards to Thomas Crook. But we know that they were also given this evidence that we have now released here on InfoWars, and they haven't done much with it. I mean, now they're starting to, you know, obviously admit that this is real, that this actually happened. But, you know, this is very late in the game. You know, Tucker Carlson, when he was doing his research into all of this, his team did reach out to the FBI for comment. The FBI's response was, well, how do you know this is authentic? Well, isn't that your job, Director Patel? And so it goes to highlight a lot of failures. Now, we're learning more about this individual, Thomas Crooks, obviously, now that he's deceased. We don't have much to go off of, but we do have an idea that he was posting things from an account, DeviantArt. Now, it looks like, according to one of the profiles that were made up, which appear to be linked to Crooks, that he was going by they, them pronouns. Again, that would be an absolute bombshell, disputing the old FBI's type of narrative that this was a far right winger. Obviously, he had somehow transformed into someone who was referring to themselves as they, them online. And then the posts that they were making from several different accounts appear to be violent illustrations. It looks like someone was hit in the head with a tool of some sort in one of the illustrations. So this individual was very, very violent. And so it's really hard to wrap my mind around between that, the threats that were being made on the YouTube accounts, that the federal government had no flag that was thrown at this guy so that they would have, you know, some type of surveillance on him. I mean, we're talking about the FBI, who's designated thousands and thousands and millions of dollars into going out there and trying to find these individuals prior to them acting upon their threats of violence. And, you know, they want us to believe that they didn't know this was going to happen. So it's really difficult for us to understand how that's the case.
No, it's totally preposterous. And let me just add a little tidbit here, because Brianna called me up during the break. She's like, I didn't tell you that Joseph McBride was my source. I wouldn't tell you. And I know Tucker wouldn't tell me his. I know there's a whole bunch of sources. When I said Joseph McBride is a source, I should have said a clearinghouse, the guy at the tip of the spear over and over again. He didn't tell me who his sources are. I just know you're all respected and they're not denying this is real. And they've got major egg on their face now that they demonized Tucker. And now this is coming out. I'm told from other sources, and I'll leave it at that, not you guys, that even more is about to come out because this guy had such a huge footprint. The FBI said there's no footprint under Biden and now under Patel. And then he has this gigantic, violent red flag footprint. And then my sources, literally during the show about 2 hours ago, had a call saying, oh, great reporting. Even worse stuff's about to come out. So this looks really bad, Brianna. I don't know if you heard Joseph earlier say the line in the sand. We better see action now. Where do you think this goes with the current posture of the FBI, very sadly, to say Epstein killed himself? You know, we're not going to talk about the identity of the pipe bomber being a Fed, potentially. We're not going to look at, Crooks acted alone, case closed. No one's buying this. This has really got to worry, not just us, but the president.
Yeah, well, that's the issue here. I think at this point, you know, if you recall, they took the Missouri AG, that was Andrew Bailey, and pushed him out of his position over there and brought him into the FBI as the co-deputy director. From my sources, his initial impression was when he was brought on, was that he was potentially going to be U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi to do her job efficiently enough. And that was what he told his staffers in his office. But it looks like if things go bad at the FBI, he could possibly move into that position as well. So if Castell doesn't get his act together, I have a strong feeling that he will soon be replaced, because I can't imagine the White House wanting this level of drama. You've mentioned, obviously, Patel's girlfriend as well. There's reports that she's been getting a security detail from top officials over at the FBI as well, a top team as well as her detail.
And by the way, Kyle Serafin first broke that in late September here. We found the clip. We haven't had time to play it. He first said that then. So from all the people that have looked at this, the ethics people, they say that's not ethical. That's not legal.
Yeah. No, it doesn't sound legal at all. It's not ethical either. It's one of the many things that questions that we're raising these days with him. And so I don't think he's going to stick around for the long run in here.
Are you hearing Patel's about to be out? Because I've heard.
This is just my gut telling me that he's in a bit of a crap storm right now. Honestly, Alex, with watching the early release of that terrorism case, before all the arrests were made in Michigan, and now all of this is piling up, I think it's very clear that he knows. And again, this is my opinion.
And he jumped the gun on the Charlie Kirk assassin.
Yeah. There's a lot of failures.
Well,
there.
I don't have it. My knife's not out for him, or crude term, hard on. Yeah. It just keeps popping up. So he could extricate himself now, though, by getting on board and coming out with everything he knows, right?
He could, yes. But there's probably a reason why, Alex, that we haven't seen that transparency that he promised from the very beginning. You know, I actually got the exclusive look at his plans when he became the FBI director. He had outlined a document on what he was going to do within his first 24 to 72 hours as FBI director. And a lot of it hasn't been carried through with thus far. I've to give him some leniency and not report on specifically what was there. But he's done some of it, but he has not done all of it to what he was planning on doing originally. So there's probably something holding him up there.
Well, I just wanted the Trump's administration to succeed, and that's the only thing I'm doing. It's night and day compared to the Democrats. So some of the big Trump supporters go, why are you spending so much time on Trump? Because that's how we influence it. And we're the human intelligence. We're the fourth estate. We're the press. We're the American people. It's what we're supposed to do. People can find you on X at Brianna Morello. And weekday mornings, 8 a.m., American Journal. Incredible job. Thank you so much, Brianna Morello.
Thanks, Alex.
Back in 2 minutes for a final 5 minutes with Joseph McBride. I'm going to give him the floor for any of these other points we didn't hit. And then I've got all the other news. Head of FEMA resigning. Oh, they're getting ready to hit Venezuela with a terrorist designation for Nicolas Maduro. I mean, I'm busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest.
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger. A beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him. Fight for truth. The battle begins now.
Forged in the fires of liberty, the Alex Jones Network Live app stormed to number one in Apple's trending news apps. Big tech tried to bury it, but freedom's flame can't be extinguished. AJN Live delivers raw truth, uncensored broadcasts, hard-hitting reports, and live alerts the elites dread. Don't let censorship win. Download now. Stand tall. Join the fight. AJN Live, forged by liberty, powered by truth.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.